This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakhar secured the first medal for the country at the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris today. Manu clinched the bronze in the final of the women's 10-meter air pistol event on the second day of the mega quadrennial event this afternoon. With the feat, Manu became the first woman shooter from India ever to win an Olympic medal. Pair of Ramita Jindal and Elavanil Valaravan will compete in the women's 10-meter air rifles qualification, while combination of Sandeep Singh and Arjun Babuta will be in the action in the men's 10-meter air rifles qualification. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu defeated Fatimat Nabaha of Maldives 21-9, 21-6 in campaign opener of the women's singles. In the men's singles, H.S. Pranoy will compete against Germany's Fabian Roth in the group stage later today. In boxing, Nechat Zarin sailed into the pre-quarterfinals, the women's 50kg category. She defeated German pugilist by unanimous verdict 5-0 in the opening bout. In archery, Indian women team of Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhakat and Bhajan Kaur will eye on securing medal by competing in the quarterfinal. In table tennis, Srija Akula proceeded into round of 32 following resounding win over Sweden's Kristina Karlberg in the women's singles event today. However, ace player Achanta Sharathkamal crashed out of the men's singles competition after losing 2-4 to Denny Kozul of Slovenia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today raised concerns over the drug menace in the country, saying that the government is taking effective steps to fight it. Addressing the nation in his 112th Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning, Prime Minister Modi said, as a step in the fight against drug abuse, the government has taken a special initiative called Manas. He said the helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride on the inclusion of Sharaideo Maidam of Assam in the UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Prime Minister highlighted that it will be the 43rd site of India in the list and the first cultural World Heritage Site from the Northeast. National Handloom Day will be celebrated in the country on the 7th of next month. He called upon people to upload their local products on social media with the hashtag #MyProductMyPride. International Tiger Day will be celebrated across the world tomorrow. He said unprecedented efforts are being made for the protection of tigers in case conflict arises between the tiger and man. He said Kulhadi Band Panchayat is one such effort of public participation. He expressed delight that a large number of people are connecting with the Ek Per Maa Ke Naam campaign. He called upon people to join this campaign of planting trees in the name of their mother and take a selfie and post it on the social media. Speaking about the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, the Prime Minister said that the mega quadrennial event is the flavor of the season in the world right now. He asked people to encourage the players and cheer for Bharat. The Prime Minister also asked listeners to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with the 15th of August approaching. He encouraged people to upload their selfies with the tricolour on harghartiranga.com. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo today ahead of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow. They had a wide-ranging discussion on regional and global issues. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the India-US bilateral agenda is progressing steadily and is looking forward to attending the Quad Foreign Ministers meet. During tomorrow's meeting, the foreign ministers of India, Japan, US and Australia will take forward discussions held during the last meeting in New York in September last year and exchange views on developments in the Indo-Pacific region and review the progress on Quad initiatives and working groups. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has expressed anguish at the death of three civil services aspirants due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching center and that of another student due to waterlogging-related electrocution in the national capital. In a series of posts on social media, the Lieutenant Governor termed the incidents as unfortunate and unacceptable. He has asked the Divisional Commissioner to submit a report covering every aspect of the tragic incident by Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Delhi police has detained the owner and coordinator of the coaching center in Old Rajinder Nagar. DCP Central M. Harshvardhan said two female and a male lost their lives in the incident yesterday. Their bodies have been sent for legal postmortem examination. He said work is continuously on to pump out the water. As a case has been registered, an investigation is underway. Delhi government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Students staged a protest outside the coaching institute. And with that, we end this news bulletin.